When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am your host, Estée Lalonde, and I am here with my fellow Canadian girl, Alana, and I have no direction whatsoever for this episode. We're just going to shoot the shit. I really thought if there was one person I could wing it with or shoot the shit with, it was probably you.
We have so much to catch up on.
We really have quite a lot.
There's been a lot of life lived.
A lot of life. No, I do have some sort of direction, but first and foremost, what are you even doing in London? Did you actually just get here yesterday or?
No, I've been here for the week, hanging out with Dyson, my favorite people. Yes. Bless them and their genius. I felt so sad, honestly, going through the Dyson labs because I failed engineering.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I was wandering around and I was like, wow, the career I never had. These people are so smart. I was like, well, hello world.
I've also like seen tours and stuff at Dyson and it's like, I don't know what any of those things mean, but I just know that I like the hairdryer and I love the air wrap.
Mm, do you?
I love it.
Wow.
You don't like it?
I haven't used it yet.
Why?
I really struggle. I don't like having to take pieces apart to do things. I want it simple. I want it done. But that's good to know.
Well, I'm a big sections girl. Yeah. So I'll do a top section and a bottom section. Girl!
No, I love London. Anytime, any excuse I can. I feel like I'm not here enough. It's such an amazing city.
It's great. So the viewers have asked, how did you and I meet? Because we're both Canadian, but no, we did not meet in Canada.
We met on the internet.
Yeah, that's a planet of its own.
Snapchat.
What?
Do you remember that?
No.
So I was living in this creepy little basement in Calgary at the time. And I followed you for years. Like, you know this. I stalked you for so many years. Oh, my God. And someone tweeted you and I saying, like, oh, my God, Estée, you need to follow Alana on Snapchat.
Yes.
And then you added me on Snapchat.
Which was a task and a half to add people. Yeah. Like, if you added someone on Snapchat, it was like, you really want to see what they're up to.
Oh, yeah. And then I proceeded to post on Snapchat saying, oh, my God, Estée just followed me. Realized she was unfollowing me, deleted it. And here we are.
I wasn't following you?
No, you did.
Oh.
But then I realized that you would see me posting that. And I was like, wait, oh, no. I loved Snapchat. I feel like it was such a big...
I really liked it, too.
R.I.P.
A lot of people have asked me if you're as funny in real life as on your videos. And I always tell them no. Like, you're not funny at all.
Ugh, it's true. You're throwing me under the bus.
No, like, you really are so damn funny. I mean, for those listening, I'm obviously joking. She's way more funny in real life, even if it's possible.
You know what's funny is... Funny. I find it that I'm just lost. I'm just a lost, sad little puppy, and I just, like, things happen to me that may be funny, but it's not intentional.
Got it.
You know?
So, this is the perfect segue. Really, you've given me perfect way to bring up the burn.
The margarita burn.
The margarita burn.
Margarita burn 2K19.
So, I mean, I don't understand how anyone could have missed the burn, the margarita burn, but let's just really take it back for those people listening who have no idea what we're talking about, because I was following this online. I mean, I was commenting 24/7, as you probably know.
It's honestly, it was such a funny, it's so ironic because my boyfriend Dan and I, We travel a lot, and every time we travel, something tragic happens to us. Every single time, like some really bad travel chaos will happen, or a medical emergency. Dan's hands exploded the last time we were in France and Paris.
What does that even mean?
We have no idea. His hands literally swollen.
Yeah.
And we have no idea. We went to 4 different hospitals. No one had any idea what it was. And then it just magically went away one day, and it was crazy. And it kills your trip when things like this happen. And it happens every time. And so we had a pretty rough year. We had some personal shit going down. And our escape was going to be this trip to Tulum. We planned a trip to Tulum with 15 of our friends.
It looked epic.
It was stunning. It was this beautiful villa. And we get there, and on day one, I took it upon myself to become the margarita champion. And there's 15 of us, so I probably squeezed like 40 limes over the day. We had no juicer, so I was just taking one for the team.
I'm already laughing.
Getting arthritis in my wrist for the fam. And so I was just getting wasted. We just had the best day. You know what? It was the best day. It was so fun. We all just got wasted. We went out dancing that night. I knew nothing was awry. And I was squeezing limes, sitting in the pool.
No feelings in your hand whatsoever.
Okay. I mean, tequila probably helped that too. If something was happening.
You're numb to it.
Yeah. And so the next day I woke up, and I sunscreen my hands pretty religiously. And they were just red. They were just red. And I was like, oh, that's a really painful sunburn. That's all it felt like. And I was like, that's weird. And we had a beach day planned. We all paid for some beach beds at a thing. And
yeah, because didn't you post and say my hand got sunburned or something?
I think that was the first one. Yeah, I was like, oh, from what I've Googled, the limes made this sunburn worse.
Yes, that's what I thought. And I was like, God, that's strange.
Yeah, and then it makes sense. I was like, oh, right, I'm pouring citric acid on myself and sitting in the sun. That makes sense. And so then I just put sunscreen on it and did another full day
of squeezing
in the sun.
Oh, I was like, in the sun more limes.
I should be ripped by now. and then oh my God, the next morning I was in pain. My hands had swollen up. It was so crazy, you guys. You can't explain what happened, but it just, you could blistered. See pictures. And I was kind of pissed because it actually dumbed it down a little bit. It was so much worse in person. You know
that your hand was blistered,
but it was also 4 times the size of my hand. It looked like I was wearing a boxing glove. It was so crazy. And so I thought I had an infection. I was really concerned. And then so the next morning I went to the hospital, and they just essentially confirmed it was a burn, nothing more. And then
I'm sure the internet was given all types of all two cents.
the what's it called? The diagnoses I received from the people.
Can imagine.
But I was actually so surprised at how many people had it happen.
Well, that was the other big shock. I remember you did a story and you were like, this is actually a lot more common. And I don't know how I've never heard of this. I have never heard of this.
Like our Canadian news thing did a whole margarita warning at the beginning of this summer, 2019. Stop and it. I was like, how have we all been so blind? And anyone who had lived in a hot country, they were like, you're so dumb. You don't know this.
I have never heard of this in my life.
Yeah. No. It was crazy.
So basically following this, and by the way, if you're listening and you just need to see, you actually have a highlight on Instagram called Burn.
Yes. The Burn.
The Burn. The Burn. And is it every story?
Yeah, I saved everything.
Because someone should make a movie out of it, honestly. It's so funny. Well, you made a movie out of it.
So people were saying, there's a show called 911.
Okay.
I think it's in the States. Hulu. I don't know. I don't have Hulu. I don't know the Hulu.
This show is actually sponsored by Hulu.
Yes. We'll be kidding. Expecting it's our not. Check next
But actually,
week.
I think it actually could be. I can't remember. Well, I do reads for different things, and sometimes it's on the episode and sometimes it's not.
Oh, that's hysterical.
So I'm not sure if it is, but we did, just for the record.
That would be perfect. Hulu, give us a call after this goes live. But they had an episode on margarita burn.
Wow.
That's so crazy.
The more you know.
Yeah.
So then you basically had it wrapped up and you were going swimming with your hand.
And then the suite, like the Airbnb had two hosts and the woman, she's total like jungle woman. She was hysterical. The shit that woman has gone through. She's so funny. She sewed me mittens. She sewed me mittens to wear in the sun. And it was so cute. I cried. I was like, oh my God, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done.
Were your friends laughing or were they like more concerned?
I think it was really, so I could go into a sappy end of this, but okay. I was very emo the first couple of days. Like I was going to change my flight and go home. And everyone was like, I don't blame you. Absolutely. Whatever. And then Dan was like, if you're going to be miserable somewhere, let it be in paradise, you know? I was like, all right, I just need to strap my positive boots on and make a joke out of this.
No, you need to strap your mitt on.
Yeah. But it ended up being such a weird, like, it brought me to a place of gratitude, man.
Before we started recording, Alana told me that this burn changed her life.
It kind of did. It was weird. I mean, momentary, perhaps, but... I feel like I'd been taking so much for granted, like all these things, like I feel like we live pretty blessed lives, you know, and then having like a 2-week period of not even having my hands, I was like, oh my God, I'm such a brat. Like the simple action of wiping my butt.
Who
was
did that?
Dan.
Dan did.
2 days, baby.
Wow.
But then we were Gucci for the rest. Thank God I was constipated.
I think if I knew that my hot AF boyfriend had to wipe my butt, I would probably just never shit.
I can never be with anyone else.
Oh, you've been through
something. The shame has been reached. There's no more shame.
Were you laughing when it happened?
Oh my God, yeah. It was just laugh cry.
So you would, so you would go into the bathroom and take a dump.
No, I didn't poo. It was pee. Pee only. Number one.
Okay.
And I would stand up and
that's
slightly,
not so
slight
bad.
Bend.
That's not so bad.
Thank God.
I mean, me after like a night of partying, I feel like I've done worse than that with some of the people I've dated. Honestly, it's horrific to think
back on.
You know,
it's all or nothing. All or nothing.
It's like take me as I am or don't take me at all.
Yeah. And my poo. Me and my poo. No, but for real, I felt really, I was kind of in a slump the last couple months and I felt like I was being really annoying with my sadness to the people around me. And then I just had this like wave of happiness come around me when I just got so giddy when I could do these stupid little things. Like when I could put my mascara on, I was like, oh my God,
yeah.
So happy.
Wow.
And it did just really weirdly bring me out of my funk. We're slowly going back, but it's okay. We'll have something.
I'm sure you'll be back there in no time. Come join me.
It's a weird world, man.
It is. So many upses and downses.
It's a weird world living in your own mind.
Yeah, there's no escaping it.
Your whole life. Like our whole life literally is what we do.
In your brain. Mm-hmm. A lot of people did actually comment and wanted us to discuss mental health and how we stay so positive because people do think I'm positive.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
No, I try to be positive, but I definitely wouldn't like market myself as positivity guru.
But
you always seem so positive. And
it's so funny. But again, I feel like people have been talking about this for years, but it's, you don't put the sad stuff on stories on your YouTube. Like when people post things of them crying and stuff, I'm always like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This is like internet are people's escapes.
I feel that.
You know? So why would I add? Or it's like, if you have problems, there's always someone with worse problems. And then that just makes those people upset, being like, why are you whining about your problems? So there's kind of no winning with that. So you just choose the happy route and you're...
I mean, it is... It's kind of true and I don't really necessarily like it. But yeah, I also don't put a lot of like the actual drama, sad stuff, stressful stuff on the internet because exactly... First of all, who wants to watch
it? Other people.
It involves other people.
Yeah.
It's really no one's business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I'm going to watch a YouTube video, I don't really want to see all this, you know, moaning and stuff. But that sounds like moaning. But
yeah,
that's
a good one. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but then also at the same time, like, if I ever do talk about anxiety or something, people are like, I feel seen. That's helped me so much. Mm-hmm. So there's like a balance to be had.
I think
there.
That's different. That's an actual like specific mm. strain.
Right. You know? I'm not just saying like
you're talking about an issue.
Yes.
That's okay. That's a specific. But if you're point. Just like, oh my God, all these things happened to me. Like then I'm just whining.
I get that. I think I stand with you on that. So yeah, I mean, how do you get out of a slump such as that? Because we can't all just go get margarita burn.
I know. I'm like, what's the next tragedy that needs to happen? I think in any situation, like it's all mental. You see those people who are so annoyingly positive and you're like, what kind of crack are you on that I need to get me some of this? Who's your dealer? What are you doing?
Don't take drugs, everyone listening. This is a joke, but it's true. It's like, I see these people and I'm like, are you really like that?
Yeah.
Maybe they are.
And I think it's almost kind of, sometimes I think they're a little bit crazy.
I know.
When they're able to do that, when you're able to be in a situation and choose, it's like, okay, I Dan always says this actually, he's like, what's the worst that can happen? Mm-hmm. What's the worst case scenario? Sometimes the worst case scenario is really bad, and then what's the best case scenario? What's a positive from this? It's like when you have a really shitty breakup and you're like, what's the lesson I learned from this relationship? And you have to do those things to kind of move past it. And so like applying that to any situation, I feel.
How did you decide to put your relationship online, speaking of breakups? I mean, when I had my big old breakup, I was like, I will never put another person that I'm dating online. And I've said that so
I think
many times.
We talked about that actually.
Yeah.
When I saw you last, I actually still kept Dan a secret for like 6 more months.
Yeah.
It was like a long time.
So basically for you, it was kind of like, let's make sure this is like a real thing that's happening. Yeah. And
but no, the thing I did differently with this one. but I just didn't include him in the same capacity. Like I'm not filming, or I think we did film one with Vanessa, but that was just for shits. I'm not sharing anything.
Right.
People might feel like they know Dan and I as a couple, but people always comment being like, I never hear Dan talk. Why is he so quiet? Why is he? And I'm like, I don't share anything with you people anymore. Like that bridge was burned. I will never do it again. I'm not
do
ever going to do a
like
boyfriend tag.
You feel like that bridge was burned?
Absolutely.
I feel the same way.
Because it's like, I think it's fine for them to know. I like couple photos. I love.
They're cute.
You know, it makes me happy.
I know.
But I will give nothing more than that.
Yeah.
You know,
I really think that's fair. But for those people listening about like that bridge was burned, like what does that actually mean? Like what did you go through where it made you come to the point of like, no?
Well, I think it got to like, I had a previous breakup that again, I had one Periscope moment where I had a couple glasses of wine. I let out some shit and I was like, damn it. Gossip was having a heyday.
Ugh. Do you read? Oh, I guess no, we shouldn't even say that.
So I haven't read it since. I was like, you people are evil.
Agreed.
These people, I literally
and
had...
insane. They make up the craziest stuff. It's entertaining.
It's a dark place.
But it's dark.
A dark place. And it was a dark time. So I had a really personal demons with this breakup, you know? And I chose the high road. I chose not to blast this online. And then with the internet making their assumptions, even though they really had little facts.
Yes.
That was what really threw me. It's like you're wanting to correct these people,
oh,
but
so
the energy
bad.
Is like not there.
And there's
to deal
no
with it.
Point.
And then yeah. And then just when you personally, like I really needed to erase that from my life. And so I deleted everything, all the video, like gone. I'm like, I can't, I have to move past this.
Yeah.
And then that just was a whole
and then it just keeps
things.
Going, keeps going and keeps going. I mean, I think I don't even know if I've mentioned this, but really, I still get comments about it. And it's been
and
almost 2
was,
years.
Yours was tough because even I, like, I think it's different because you started your
together.
YouTube together. Like,
yeah.
I, your everyday S-Day vlogs, like, man, that was my shit.
That was my shit. How do you think I felt?
You know, yeah, absolutely. Like, but that's hard. And I don't.
Yeah,
I don't envy that going through that. That's hard.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's also, I think it's so great that you guys have, you know, been able to remain as you are.
Absolutely. Hashtag friends. but seriously, it's amazing like how much added stress and sadness having an audience of people provoke you about something that's so hard to go through personally.
Well, when you're trying to get past it and people aren't allowing you, people become attached and obsessed with your relationship more than you are. It's crazy. Yeah. Like, look at, I always think about Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Oh.
Like, people can't freaking let it go. Brad and Jennifer.
That's still like, sometimes on covers of
magazines. Hasn't it been like 30 years?
Literally.
20 or 30 years? People don't let this shit go.
I know.
So you, I think it's just accepting that you are in that place. You are considered equal to these like crazy celebrity couples, you know? And just, I don't know, deleting it, ignoring it as best as you can.
Trying to move on. Yeah. Well, you've got your mans in your life.
Oh.
I was reading some comments. Oh. People really love his physical appearance.
Mm. Yeah. I'm like, you know, I'll take it as a compliment.
I would also take it as a compliment.
Back off, bitch. Don't try and steal my man.
I saw this one comment. It was like, Alana, I don't know how you managed to land such a hunk of meat. And I was like, that's actually offensive for so many.
Where was that comment?
Anyway, it doesn't even matter. I'm happy for you. And it's all about boundaries, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I think people don't always realize how their comments may come across.
Yes.
And that it might actually just be from a nice place, but then...
Yeah,
it's not always that. It's not always taken that way.
Agreed. Would you say that's the hardest part about our job? Or
I respond viciously to people sometimes, and then they're like, "Oh my god, I didn't mean it that way." I'm like, "Oh, sorry. Like, oops."
That's so interesting when somebody will say something like pretty harsh and mean, mm-hmm. and you'll reply and be like, "What is wrong with you?" And then they're like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I didn't think you'd read it, or I didn't think it would come across."
Oh my gosh, wow! I can't believe you saw this.
Yeah, I fucking saw it.
Yeah,
it's on my Instagram. Yeah,
absolutely. No, I pretty much stopped reading comments, like entirely. I think
you're just really, really spilling all the tea today.
Oh yeah, no. I did, and so when I upload a video, I don't think it's even tea. I think it's like, this is my sanity we're talking about, you know?
Yes,
but. Since the burn 2K19, people have been the kindness has been very strong. But again, it goes through phases. Like sometimes YouTube can be so mean, depending on what people choose to latch on. So I usually like respond to comments within the first like half hour of uploading a video, yeah. And then I don't look back.
Fair enough. I'm kind of similar to that in a way, unless I'm feeling strong enough to look,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is kind of crazy.
How many cocktails have I had today? I'm feeling good.
Yeah, exactly. How drunk am I right now? No. But obviously it goes without saying there are so many positives about this job, and totally. I don't even think we need to get into that because it's so obvious.
Yeah.
So we're both Canadian,
mm-hmm.
and I have one question for you about that, which is poutine or beaver tails?
Oh, is that even a comparison?
No, but somebody...
Poutine.
Thank you.
Oh, that's, my God.
That was a question that somebody said to me, poutine or beaver tails. And in my head, I was like, is that even a question? But okay, no, I'll ask
poutine
it.
Poutine is the meal. Beaver tails is the dessert. They go hand in hand.
I love poutine.
I love poutine. And you know what? There's this restaurant called... oh, my God. What's it called? Meat.
Okay.
Meat, but M-E-E-T,
uh-huh.
Like meeting place in Vancouver. And they have a pretty friggin' bomb vegan miso gravy poutine for miso all y'all people who can't eat.
For miso gravy.
But no, nothing would be cheese curds.
If someone says miso, it instantly takes me to miso horny. I don't know why.
What is that from?
I don't know. I feel like Austin Powers or something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
So yes, meat, they have a vegan miso gravy.
And you go to Kitchen Cuttings, right?
What's Kitchen Cuttings?
Didn't you go? Or was it St. Jacob's Market?
Yes.
Okay. So Kitchen Cuttings is in Elmira. It's like,
how do you know? By the way, this is all very Canadian. Oh, you know that's this. Right.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
No, yeah, it's not a long ago. But those cheese curds.
Because I remember when you first told me that and I was like, you what?
Yeah.
It's like 10 minutes away from my hometown.
Yeah.
Cheese curds. Oh yeah. Do you feel like being a Canadian in this industry puts you at an advantage or disadvantage?
I think it puts you at an advantage just because there's so few of us.
Where are they all?
I don't know. I always ask brands. I'm like, who do you work with? Who, like, I feel like there's a lot of like up and coming influencers, if you will, but there's not many of us that haven't just jumped ship and moved to LA and onwards. But,
right.
I also think in terms of like budgets and larger contracts, opportunity, it's not the same in Canada. People kind of disregard Canada as a market.
I know.
So I feel like the UK, like, I mean, the shit you've done here is amazing.
Thank you very much.
You've had such an amazing career, if you will, you know?
This is why I love her. She comes in here and she just boosts my spirits from the minute she walks in. I was like, I was feeling so sorry for myself. She's like, what are you talking about?
I was like, look at your apartment. Oh my God. Drooling. Sorry.
But yeah, I felt like that way about Canada.
No, there was, we were just talking to someone. They were like, oh, what's the population of Canada? Like, it must be huge. I was like, 30, I said 35, it's actually 36 million. And there's something like 60 something million in the UK.
There's 35 million people in Canada, that's it?
36 million people in Canada.
Wow.
So in regards to like brands working with us, the campaigns that they do, whatever, Canada's nothing. We're a blip on their radar. There's like, even my Canadian following has actually decreased significantly over the last few years.
I know.
There's just so many more people. I never had a brand tell me that they are choosing not to work with me because I have a low Canadian following. And that has happened twice this last week. I was blown away.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
We're diminishing, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nuts. That's insane. Being Canadian is so funny. I love it.
But I just love being Canadian. I think we do just have such a good rep.
I met someone the other day who was Canadian, and they said the best part about meeting other Canadians is just being able to, like, it's just like you can take shortcuts with them. It's instantly, yeah, like you kind of get each, I mean, I guess that's like with anybody, but.
No, but I find that happens a lot where people are like, wow, you are so nice. And I'm like, I do think it's because we're Canadian. It's not me as a person.
Well, I want to say that I got a mean AF comment from a Canadian yesterday about the green pants. I posted a picture of my beautiful booty in some green pants, and she was like, honestly, they don't look good.
Oh.
And it was signed off, honest Canadian.
Oh, no.
And I was like, the fact that I wouldn't even care if you were not from Canada.
Take that honesty and shove it up your butt.
That's not the Canadian way.
It's just, it's coming from a stranger. Like, I mean, listen, I made my comment, okay?
I mean, look, Alana hates the green pants too.
I felt like I could nicely comment that
way. I actually didn't even see your comment.
No.
Oh, in person. In person.
But I wouldn't comment that shit. I wouldn't write it on a photo.
And she saw me in person. She's like, girl, what the fuck were you thinking about?
Listen, rock the pants. Now you have to wear them.
That's what I'm saying. I love the pants.
That's great.
Yeah.
I need to see them styled. I need an album dedicated to these pants. 10-piece gallery on Instagram.
You know what? I'm doing a carousel now.
You have to.
I might even wear them tonight to this rave.
Honestly fitting. Take those to Shambhala. No, Burning Man. That's the thing.
I'm not going to Burning Man. I'm just going down the street to a club. But yeah, I might as well wear them.
Yeah, she's clubbing early tonight.
Oh, it's a day rave.
That's fun.
I've never done a day rave.
Never been to a rave. What are your thoughts? Do you just bop dance? What's your go-to dance?
Well, you've seen me dance on the internet. But if I'm like at a club, I still dance exactly the same, to be honest.
Honestly, it's beautiful.
I just try to bop around. I try to like listen to the music.
Yeah. Feel it in your soul.
Feel it, you know? Okay, so we've been through that. Oh, yes. Working out.
Oh, my God. My new passion, apparently.
I like to watch you work out.
That was awesome.
I enjoy it.
Tell me more.
I like the way you look when you do it. And I like looking at you in workout clothes. And in like the non-creepiest way. And it makes me think I should and could do that. I don't, but it does inspire me.
Oh my gosh, I feel like every time you're like, oh, I'm doing this and then I'm going to yoga, or I'm doing yoga and then I'm doing this. I'm like, wait, you do things on top of working out? That's all right. I work out then nap.
No, I can't be napping these days too much. But the yoga, I usually do like a restorative class. Let's just be honest with ourselves.
That's awesome. I need that.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm actually becoming immobile. I had that epiphany recently. Oh, it was actually part of the burn as well. When I was trying to do other things and then I realized my body has been doing one motion. I've been doing spin for a year.
I know.
And that has fucked my body. My hips are destroyed. I can't do a lunge anymore. Oh my God, I did bar. I went to bar.
I love bar.
And when I was in Calgary, I did bar for like 2 years straight. It's the only time I came close to a 4-pack in my life. It was nuts. And so it's been so long since I did that. And they do so many different things. It's always different. And so doing spin, it's such a good workout. And I love it so much. And I won't stop. But I need to do other things. And that's this recent realization.
That you I feel that. Up. And that's how I feel actually with yoga. Which is like, I love yoga. I feel like the flexibility is improving quite a bit. But I probably need some core strength.
But don't you ever look at some yogis who are just bending to the heavens and you're like, is that healthy? Are you okay?
I'm sure it feels amazing.
Yeah. But you're just like a noodle and then there's nothing to like suck you back in.
Well, a lot of you know, people who do a lot of yoga, they also do all those other workouts and stuff too. They're strong. Yoga's hard.
So hard.
It is.
I was recently in Hawaii and we did one yoga class and I just laughed. I was laughing through it. I'm like, I can't hold these poses. It's crazy.
I do really enjoy the poses.
But I think working out it's something I used to just hate and despise so much. I feel like you're probably in the same boat. Like, you would do it, but you didn't like it. Like, it would be, if I were to erase anything from my day, it would be my workout because it made me miserable. I was sad. I get so sweaty too. Like, I really have to plan my life around like my sweat.
The sweat.
I don't know if you know Gina Skeda.
No.
She's a YouTuber, fellow Canadian YouTuber. And she came to a spin class with me and she was disgusted. She's like, why were your elbows sweating? It's like, wow, Gina, way to call me out here. I'm trying to get skinny, okay?
There is something to be said, though, about scheduling in the hair washing around workouts.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I can schedule my actual calendar, and then I have to redo it all when I figure out when I'm going to work out.
It's not, I'm not even joking. Like, that's a real thing.
Yes.
I literally plan, like, okay, I'm not going to do this spin this time because I need to shower for filming this video. Yes. And then I change it. Like, it's real.
It is real.
And I found a great hack. Actually, since my hair has been longer, bless up, that took a hot minute. Blow drying my hair right out of a workout class. I know that sounds dumb, but I blow dry my sweat it back into place and my hair looks fine.
Wow.
So I take it out of the bun. I no longer walk home in the sweaty bun. I blow dry my hair into place and then I can go another day.
That is insane.
Beauty hacks part two coming up.
That's a great beauty hack.
Yeah. So like
a little dry shampoo, yep, boom.
Done. Usually my curl will also still be there, which is shocking. Because technically it's like 45 minutes in that place and then, yeah.
Wow.
Blow dry it at the gym, my good people.
So, yes. How do you get to the point where you love to work out?
I think I got sick of being sick of myself. As sad as that is, like I would just, I came to terms with like my size, my ribs, I'm a medium girl. I will never be small. But I just wanted to be, I wanted my body to reflect how I felt like I was working out. Like, I feel like I work out hard and my body didn't reflect that. So I was like, what do I need to, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
I just
wanted to be a strong person. Like, yeah. I know I'll never be skinny. I have a beautiful, loving relationship with food and I love food. So it's like, I can't give that up. Therefore I shall work out more to live the lifestyle I want to live and not blow up.
I know what you mean about the feeling strong thing, mm-hmm, because last week my phone was stolen right out of my hand. I don't talk about these things on the internet.
Oh my God.
But I've like been mugged a couple of times in my life. Then this happened with my phone, brand new iPhone 11.
No.
Here's an example of something that you don't talk about. Ugh. And it was like a huge stress in my life at the time because I was like, so it's traumatic. Anyway,
that's awful.
And I really just felt so weak and like a victim. And it started making me, I mean, I wouldn't have fought back anyway because it's just a material possession.
Yeah.
A very, very expensive one.
Yeah.
With that's all a my laptop. Information and data on there. But we good now, don't worry. But in that moment, I just felt like a little wet, limp noodle. And I was just like, I'm so sick of this. And I feel like this is a little therapy session. But I've just been feeling so low. I've been feeling so, I've been grieving my little doggo Reggie and everything. And I know what it feels like to be regularly working out and feeling strong in your body. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with how you look.
Yeah.
And I really miss that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's such a, I remember I posted... In the last few months, I posted like a workout routine, something, and I was just sitting and chatting about it and how I came to that realization, like it's a lifestyle switch, right? And I had a few like pretty awful DMs about it being like, you're fat shaming, like all bodies are beautiful. Like, how dare you like advertise this style of body, blah, blah. And I'm like, you can do whatever you want. I want biceps. I want to be strong. I want to run up my stairs and not be heaving when I get to the top. And I think the look of your body is a reflection of the work that you're doing. It's like, if you, I feel grateful for how my body moves. We've come to that now. Gratitude, but if I'm going to bust my ass at spin, damn straight, I want to be losing weight. Like, that's just that goes hand in hand. Like, yeah.
I mean, it's a touchy subject.
It's just like everyone has their own goals. Everyone has their own things. And I think it's almost like a race with yourself. Like, the first class I went to spin, I couldn't do shit. I was sitting. I sat for the first month. I couldn't stand. I'd like do a sprint. I was like, it's like a competition. Like, I wanted to stand.
Yeah.
And then I did. And then it's like, what's next?
Right.
So now I go to this bar class and I'm like, I can't move this way. I want my body to be able to do this. It is a strength thing. It's like it's a movement, mobility thing. Like, I wanted to be able to do this. I look at, one thing. Oh my God, totally off topic, but dancers.
Yes.
Like, that's something that was robbed from me in my life. Not being able to dance. Like, people's bodies are like a thing of expression. And
I love watching dancing on Instagram.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
I also was robbed of that.
What a freak.
Well, my heating's broken, so it could also be because it's freezing in here.
Oh, I'm sweating.
Okay.
It doesn't feel cold.
You're sweating. Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
I feel like I'm like digging myself in a hole right here. But
no, I know what you mean. It's, yes, I know what you're saying. You want to push yourself in that way. Mm-hmm. And not everybody does. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't. Sometimes, but other times I get into a headspace where it's helpful for me.
But it's phases, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, people, like, I, when I'm having a bad day or I'm really in a down place, working out's the last thing I can do. Some people like find release, like mental release mm-hmm. in working out. I don't find that. I don't find it helps me. Like literally sitting and eating chips makes me feel happy. And that's like how I get out of the funk.
Speaking of chips.
Oh no.
I want to tell the ketchup chip, the tale of the ketchup chip bag.
Ugh. Listen, I can't throw anyone under the bus here. However, I did bring a bag of ketchup chips. Three bags, to be exact. Three. No, it was three bags.
Oh, my God.
It was one big one and two little ones because that was all I could squeeze in my suitcase.
And you know I love a snack size.
And those chips are no longer. They did not make it to Estee.
And I was thinking, like, you know what? I don't.
And not because I ate them. I need to throw that in.
I was just thinking, like, I don't really want to see Alana today, but she's going to bring those chips.
Whoa.
That's a joke.
What a disappointment I have brought.
And when she rocked up to my apartment, no chips in hand, I was like, what's the point?
I agree. No, you know what? It's like on a total personal feeling. I hate showing up to homes empty-handed.
You made a huge deal about that. Elena was like, what can I bring? What can I bring? I was like, nothing. And then I was like, well, ketchup chips.
It kills me.
Just because we can't get them here. It kills
me. I know. I'll have to send a
no. A my mom. My mom does. My mom does.
Which is so sweet.
So cute. I never know if I should ask for all dressed or ketchup. My two favorites that I can't get here, or dill pickle.
Well, ketchup and dill pickle. All dressed is the third. Only because ketchup and dill pickle can be on the thin chips.
Yes.
The saucy, greasy thin chips.
Yes.
All dressed is always on the thicker potato.
But my favorite all dressed is a ruffle.
Yeah, that's a thicker chip.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Sometimes you want that.
Yeah. If you're are you dipping? Do you dip your all dressed chip?
You know, they don't sell chip dip here.
What?
They do not sell chip dip.
Like French onion?
No.
Urban garlic?
No. No. I don't
what
even
is
think
wrong with you. UK people.
I've actually never even seen like regular original full fat herb and garlic cream cheese here. I've only ever seen the light version.
No way.
You know, it's a lot of things I've given up.
Okay, well, let me tell you. Greek yogurt, a shit ton of salt and pepper, and chopped up dill.
Oh,
yummy.
Throw
a little garlic
yummy.
In there. There's your chip dip.
Love
it's
it.
The best. It's not the best. It's a decent substitute. It's the healthier substitute.
Well, we've got 20 more minutes to kill, and I'm out of questions.
Whoa.
So what do you want to talk about? What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Estee Lalonde.
Yes.
What's next for you?
Well, actually, that's probably a good question I could ask you. What's next for me? I really feel like a lot of people right now are like, what is next?
Like your Daisy collection, I feel like has been ongoing for a while.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Thank you.
Like, I actually really admire how they did your launch. Like, yes. I think it's the most effort and thought that's been put into any kind of related launch.
Yes.
Like, it was so stunning. Even the little newspaper book you get in the package. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Like, I feel like that's been your baby for a while.
It's been my baby. I love working with Daisy. I actually really do.
Yeah.
It's been amazing. And I've really learned a lot from that.
Yeah. Is that going to continue?
I think that might continue. I mean, we haven't actually had the convo about it yet, but I feel like
at least with those things, the turnaround is decently quick.
It's like 8 months.
Is it?
Yeah.
Girl. Oh, wow.
It's like,
take that back.
It's like 8 months.
I shall eat my words.
Yeah. It's like kind of a long time.
Wow.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
And I like it. What else?
Do you think that you're going to stay in London?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Because the last time I saw you, actually, you had a different plan.
I had a very different plan. I think because I was kind of like, I love London, but I have no family here. Mm. I don't know. I didn't grow up here. Mm-hmm. I feel so far from my mom, who's like my BFF.
And I feel like not to turn it into a morbid thing, but as we get older, like
I'm 29. Just for reference.
Oh, no.
When I break my hip next week.
No, but I mean, like, I think the more that we adult and the more that reality of the earth sets in,
mm-hmm.
we really value time and family a lot more. Yes,
exactly.
I didn't mean as we wrinkle.
I thought you meant like if something were to happen, like you'd break your hip, like your mom wouldn't be there.
No, I just mean like I feel like the appreciation kind of deepens totally over time,
and
right?
Like, you know, I have zero prospects, but if I ever want to start a family,
yeah,
you know, I don't have my mama near me.
There's so many people who are like, oh my god, my mom lives down the street. Yeah, she comes and plays with the grandkids. I'm like, oh wow, will that ever happen? I yeah don't know.
So for a while I was thinking, I don't know about this. I want to be closer to the family. But ultimately, like, London is my home. Mm-hmm. I love this city.
I feel like you've really grown up here. I have grown up here. Sense, right?
Big
like
time.
I feel like post high school, post university is when you really remember.
Yeah.
And grow up and experience life and whatever.
And what about you? So you've kind of recently made the move to Toronto, which mm-hmm. is this a temporary thing?
So it was supposed to be.
That's what I thought.
I bought an apartment outside of Vancouver and it was a pre-construction. And then the plan was to be in Toronto for the 6 months in between places. And then some shit went down with that building. Like, I don't even want to talk about it because people, like, they couldn't understand unless they like saw photos, but basically things with my apartment were not built as planned.
Okay.
And I could not live in it.
Okay.
And so then, but we really fell in love with Toronto. Did you hear that? I'm saying Toronto now.
I love it.
People were shitting on me when I was saying Toronto. I'm like, well,
Toronto.
Toronto. I love it. I love it. It gives me like a smaller New York vibe.
Yeah.
We're so happy there. Like, and I don't see myself leaving for the next couple of years. Unless I were to make like a bigger move abroad.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll go anywhere else in Canada for a while.
What do you mean bigger move abroad?
Like if I ever, I would love to live in New York. I'd love to live in London, freaking Spain, whatever. Like just that's always been on my adult life bucket list is yeah. to move abroad for some time.
Yeah.
But I'm also very lazy. And that's a lot of work.
Besides all of that, what are some of your career ambitions? What are you trying to achieve with this thing called life?
I'm actually really curious to know your thoughts on this because I was just talking to someone last night about it. I feel like so many influencers start a brand, come out with a product.
Yeah.
And then ride off that. And there's so many people who successfully do it. You know, there's so many amazing products that have come out, but I feel like there's nothing new. No one's like innovated, if you will. These products are kind of already existing and it's another package. And
yeah.
So I just don't feel like I would ever come up with a product unless I felt like I was offering something new to the market, which I have no plans. I have nothing. So I don't know. I don't know what's next. People are like, what would you do if YouTube died? And what are you going to do in 5 years? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in 6 months. Like,
yeah,
our world is so unpredictable and I feel like that gives me a sense of unease and at the same time a sense of excitement.
Yeah. But. And I also feel like you really could do anything. And like all of these options are actually like you sometimes are like, well, now I have no idea. It's like when you got to clean your room and you don't even know where to start. So you just take a nap.
Yeah. We are napping. I don't know if you're napping. I'm napping.
I mean, we're both working hard, but it's like also when you're working so hard on your, you know, regular job, you know, and to like come up with a concept of like building a whole new company.
And it's also the people who have this incredible story, background, passion, some tragic event that leads them to finding this product.
Please, let's come up with something mittens. About the burn.
Beach mittens. Lululemon, do a beach mitten with me.
In 2019, I had a burn. Gotta be something there.
Oh my God.
Well, it's been so fun talking to you, as I knew it would be. I really just wanted this to be a really casual chat, and we've been friends for a while. We've known each other for a while. Long time.
Long it's been a long time.
I love watching you on the internet.
Ugh, I'm your biggest fan.
I feel like I'm your biggest fan. Like, honestly, like I actually try to not reply to your stories because I'm like, it's too much.
Oh my God.
Like I really LOL and I love what you're doing. I love your honesty. I feel like you're never just like afraid to be yourself. My mom's obsessed with you.
Oh my God. Really?
Oh yeah.
I should pay her a visit.
She's just down the road. Just down the road.
Have some cheese curds.
She actually doesn't like cheese curds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Friendship canceled. Just kidding.
This is the other thing. I'm not going to go home for Christmas this year.
Are you... what are you doing?
Nothing.
I know you were trying to end this. I'm so sorry. But no. Please explain, because Dan and I may be boycotting Christmas this year as well.
I'm not boycotting it per se, but the real reason is I've done a lot of traveling in the past few years. I'm really tired, mm-hmm. like physically, mentally, emotionally, mm-hmm. and spiritually.
Yep.
And I just can't get on a plane again during that time of year. You know, my brother has to work, and like, it's a little bit different as you start to grow up. I'm going to go home when it's like a regular time.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm going to do. Last year I went to one of my friend's houses, so I might do that. I think I might just like relax.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So you're both boycotting it.
So it's potentially, there's many layers of reasons as to why, but I think Christmas is such a stressful time. I have so many family members, and the stress of like buying shit for people that they don't need. Yeah. I'm like, it's marketing. It's just a marketing ploy. I know it's a holiday. Therefore people have time off, and that's time spent with your family. And that's beautiful. But I'm like, why can't I just choose a different day to celebrate with my family or spend time with my family? And I want to go to a beach.
That sounds awesome.
It's also so wildly expensive to travel within Canada at the holidays. I know. Might as well go somewhere hot.
I know. Even I was in New York, and my mom was going to fly from Canada to New York, and the flight was almost the same price as my flight from London to New York.
Absolutely. There's flight deals. It'll be like $170 from New York to London. I'm like, I beg your pardon. It's $800 for me to fly to Vancouver.
Canada is so expensive.
It's crazy. That's actually what started my boycott. I'm like, yeah, why?
I know.
I could do an all-inclusive in Mexico, man. Like, mom, you come to me.
Well, I gave my mom and my brother the opportunity. I was like, come to London. It'll be fun. And they're both just like, you know, we're good. No, we all love each other. Yeah. We can accept this. I'm pushing 30
London
over here.
London at Christmas.
I know.
Oh, it's a magical place. That's actually nice. You're going to be able to bask in it.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm going to go like ice skating, watching British people skate. It's epic.
Oh, I need to witness.
If you have time, you should go skating. Before you leave.
It's open?
Yeah, it's open. At the Natural History Museum. Oh, I'm pointing out the window, yeah, but it's nowhere near here.
Right there.
No. You should. It's really funny watching them wobble around. For Canadians who like grow up on skates, it's quite funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's me. I'm a wobbler.
Where can people find you on the internet? Because they need to follow you.
Oh, I am at Alanarama.
Yep.
I unfortunately have not gone through a beautiful rebranding. As our dear friend Estee has.
And I like Alanarama.
Alanarama. Follow me at Alanarama. Alana Davison.
Spell Alana, because there's like 800 different ways to spell it.
It's Alanarama, because one wasn't enough.
Yes.
Yes.
So go check out her Instagram, check out her channel. I forget that you're actually good at makeup. Like, because you're so fun and so funny, then I'm like, oh, and she actually can do makeup too.
Oh, bless you.
You're very, very good. Okay, we're going to end it here. I hope
you guys for having me.
Enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you here. I'll be talking to you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.